Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and goalkeeper Amy Gillingham, returning from the first season as ex-captain, but enjoying it back at FC. Nice little 8-0 win makes it a bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, not so much to do today, but it's absolutely brilliant to be back at the club. Just really pleased that you've taken me back on board, so yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So Luke, those three at the back seem to be working again today. I suppose when you're playing against the teams nearer the bottom of the division, there's less threats going forward because I don't think they actually had a shot on target today. So it's the three at the back's all you really need, I suppose, and then you can start pushing forward and try and get more goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously how I wanted to come in and put out my stamp on it, and I think the players have embraced it and ran with it, and I think, you know, now you're seeing the rewards. You know, we're creating so many more opportunities. I think we had 62 shots on goal today.
Yeah.
We have literally picked up a defender and put him up front, so we doubled our tally, I think, in front of the goal, and I think we've just got to move forward. The players are getting used to it now more and more, and, you know, we might not play that every week, but at the end of the day, the players are showing that they can adapt. We've had players today rotating three different positions, one in another two. So, yeah, they're great. They're all taking it on and embracing it, which is good.
Yeah, it showed from the sidelines as well, because apart from about 15 minutes of the second half, it all looked very free-flowing today. But we were all spectators, as you were, Amy. You didn't really have a lot to do today. But do you find it difficult to keep concentration, maybe, when you've got a match where you're not being threatened much?
To be honest, I try and stay focused because it's key, because that's where mistakes happen. If you're not switched on, they're the type of games where you can see goals because you're not focused. So main thing is stay focused for the whole 90 minutes. Yeah, can be difficult, but
we can certainly hear you, so we know you've not fallen asleep.
I'll be shouting for the full 90 minutes. Yeah. So, and you'll be able to hear that on the video.
Yeah, so we got 101 goals for Kirsty today. It was a nice little celebration for her to get that in the club's 100th game as well.
Yeah.
Nice little round out there.
Yeah, really fitting for Kirsty, I think, because obviously she's been here from day one as well, and obviously captain, and you know, Kirsty's puts everything into each performance she does. You know, her work rate's fantastic, and she's been really on board from day one since I came in, obviously, and you know, I can't thank her enough, and she's getting her rewards. And again, an unfamiliar position for her at the start of the game today, obviously playing in the 10 role, obviously then rotated back out, and as you said, it was very free-flowing today. The players had licence to move in and around the pitch, and I think that's where sort of after the 20-minute spell in the second half where we managed to start becoming a little bit more dynamic, we managed to get that goal, and then obviously the more came, and 8-0, I'm happy with that. That's great.
Yeah, it's a good result. So thoughts going forward now to playing Sir Tom Finney next week in the Cup?
Yeah, again, I think there's two or three changes today to the starting lineup. So again, focus moves to Cup next week. So yeah, it might be a few more changes in there. We'll work on it at training, and I think Tom Finney won 5-1 today. So they're top of the Northern Division, so we've got to be on it when we go there.
Yeah, they're pretty much an equal sort of position, yeah, isn't it? We're in the South, they're in the North, yeah, and we're both at the top of the divisions and pressing.
Yeah, and we don't know much about them. They probably don't know much about us. So we've just got to make sure we know our roles on the day, and we know that on our day, if we play well, hopefully we'll come out on top. And I think that's what the players will do.
And I think that's what we hopefully we will get. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thank you.